Something that truly exists from its own side should become more and more obvious when analyzed. It should be clearly found. But the opposite is the case. Nevertheless, this does not mean that it does not exist, for it is effective. It creates effects. The fact that it is not found under analysis just indicates that it does not exist the way it appears to our senses and to our thoughts, that is, so concretely established within itself. If not finding objects when they are analyzed meant that they did not exist, there would be no sentient beings, no bodhisattvas, no Buddhas, nothing pure, and nothing impure. There will be no need for liberation. There will be no reason to meditate on emptiness. However, it is obvious that persons and things help and harm, that pleasure and pain exist, that we can free ourselves from pain and gain happiness. It would be foolish to deny the existence of persons and things when we are obviously affected by them. The idea that persons and things do not exist is a denial of the obvious. It is foolish. The Indian scholar yogi Nagarjuna demonstrates that phenomena are empty of inherent existence by the fact that they are dependent arisings. This itself is a clear sign that the view that phenomena do not inherently exist is not nihilistic. He does not give as the reason why phenomena are empty that they are unable to function. Instead, he calls attention to the fact that they arise dependent on causes and conditions. Meditative reflection. Consider: 1. Dependent and independent are a dichotomy. Anything that exists is either the one or the other. 2. When something is dependent, it must be empty of being under its own power. 3. Nowhere in the parts of the body and mind that form the basis for the I can we find the I. Therefore, the I is not established under its own power, but through the force of other conditions, its causes, its parts, in thought.